Industrial Bushwick is one of New York's most manly neighborhoods. But the dance studio where Neil Medlin is rehearsing is a small, sun-drenched oasis. Its floorboards are painted a pale pink. Trapezes are anchored to the high ceilings of what probably used to be a factory. Jade plants bask on the windowsills.
I also bought a bunch of silver body glitter, if you guys need one.
Inside, Medlin is hard at work, learning Beyoncé's moves from the sublimely gifted dancer Will Rawls.
L.A., y'all ready to dance tonight?
They're mastering the intricacies of the song, Get Me Bodied.
Someone get me some. Mission 2, let them make that call. Tell them get them bottles popping when they play my song.
Medlin is a jack of all trades. He's created bands, internet TV shows, and all manner of indescribable performances that dissect pop culture even as they delight in it. This is his first try at Beyoncé.
I got standing on the wall. I'm the one tonight getting bodied, getting bodied, getting bodied.
It's serious business. They are intently shaking their derrieres. This is complicated by the fact that Medlin's derriere is almost non-existent. He's no sex pop, but by embodying a pop icon whose image is all about being sexy, he takes her material so far out of its usual context that you seem to be experiencing it for the first time. He juts out his pelvis and flutters his hands. He works it. The red plastic frames of his glasses seem to get bigger by the second. You haven't really heard the Get Me Bodied lyrics till you've watched an impossibly skinny white man from Texas hurl them out with near messianic intensity.
And your body.
No diva has ever been more committed to her material.
Shave my hair, kick off my shoes. I ain't wanting to get on you. I ain't worried doing me tonight. A little sweat ain't never hurt nobody.
It will be a miracle if Medlin and his two backup dancers get through the 45-minute, 14-song set without serious mishap. But Medlin deals in theatrical miracles. He transforms the stuff of our celebrity-obsessed, media-saturated world into impossibly beautiful, absurdist happenings.
Ladies!
They're amazingly dumb, but he's amazing.